May the meditations of my mouth and the words of my heart, or maybe the other way around, be acceptable in your sight, O God. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. There is an ancient Celtic belief taught to us by Erigena that salvation happened primarily through the incarnation rather than the crucifixion. It was the bringing together of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, creator and creation that healed the world. And Jesus is the celestial physician, the healer of the material universe, and he came to a world which was very sick. The world was out of balance, and still is, and the incarnation restored that balance, and still does. There's a voice crying in the wilderness. John the Baptist comes from nowhere and is in the middle of nowhere, where he receives the word of the Lord. Luke gives as much attention to the naming of the Annunciation of John in his ministry as he does to Advent, the advent of our own Savior. Furthermore, the words of Luke from this morning echo Isaiah 40, which I commend to you, in speaking of John's ministry. In fact, we are all alongside of those in the Old Testament who waited for the coming of Christ. The exiled, the marginalized, the weary can all be reassured of renewal. Their strength will be renewed. They shall mount up on wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not hunger. We often hear these words at funerals for many people, and they give us encouragement in the future of our Lord. John's preaching prepared Israel for the advent of Jesus. He summons renewal and prepares us in our day for the second advent of Christ, as well as for the celebration of Christmas. As in the case with every liturgical season, Advent underscores aspects of our life in Christ that are true throughout the year. Advent is a season of things which are expectation, preparation, and hope. In expectation, we find the hope of a future where the grim present does not have the final say. Personal and collective redemption is the invitation to all of us, and our hearts are yearning for the incarnation of our Lord. You can just feel this. The spirituality of Advent is marked by this. Oh, Lord, that you would tear open the heavens and come down to us. That in itself is God's yearning in our own beings. Well, for preparations, again, we can look to John. He offers us an Advent to prepare ourselves in a spiritual practice. He demands that we get ready for Jesus. Before we can bask in Christmas joy and the baby, we have to examine ourselves, how we move and work in the world, and how we are. In the style of the Old Testament's before him, John challenges Advent people with a message of personal and corporate self-examination. Advent, John reminds us, is a time to prepare to invite Jesus, not simply as one of our house guests. It's a rendering of the heart, a preparing through metanoia, a Greek term meaning turning about, a reorientation via forgiveness, which clears a path for God to do his work in us. John asks us to turn away from sin and turn towards God, to seek God's forgiveness and prepare the way of the Lord. This is how it's done. Vigilance, for instance, is a crucial spiritual practice. It demands that we pay attention to what's going on inside of ourselves and around us, and discerning what is of God and what is not of God. And I have to say, in our day and age, this can be truly challenging for each one of us, as there's so much interference in the world today. Naturally, this leads, as John the Baptist would tell us, to ongoing repentance. Vigilance also embraces the holy expectation of meeting Christ, and sometimes where we least anticipate it. The spiritual practice which prepares us for this is called reconciliation. Repentance is a holy discipline, and we have a rite of this in our own church. It's called the rite of sacramental reconciliation of a penitent. And you can see it in the prayer book in the 1979 version. This is now becoming a practice which is gaining a growing awareness since that prayer book. And the discipline of self-examination through prayer and preparation offers an opportunity for renewal of life and even a deeper conversion to God. This is a sacramental gift which is available to everyone and can be assisted with the help of guidance from someone with that kind of experience. I previously had no knowledge of this thinking, and I thought it was relegated to the Roman Catholic Church. But my mentor brought me along this path to understand what is available to all Christians, which is the forgiveness of God. And this forgiveness of God is not just a general truth or a vague holy promise, but it's very personal. It's immediate, and it's an actual experience in real time through this sacramental rite. God is the one who's yearning for us. He yearns for our pardon, and he yearns for the peace which gives us experience of his love in our lives. As a practice, this sacrament may become, in fact, a holy discipline in regular sessions of your church year to include Advent and Lent. In the Book of Common Prayer, I said you can find this as reconciliation of a penitent. Well, if we turn to hope now, the world of the Old Testament was that of forsaken exiles in great despair. It didn't know that any beginning was even possible. And the only way to overcome this despair was a public demonstration of hope. To bring balance, we need to look to the hope of Christ breaking into the world, and hope is needed as we can see this evidenced in the miracles that we find around us as we look. As a community, we're called to amazement that will not only be prevented by despair which we encounter. Christ Church, like the early church and all churches, struggle with how to begin their take on Jesus and how to live it out in the world, because we're always beginning again. The focus of Jesus' coming is the inauguration of a new thing. Beyond human understanding and control, Jesus' inbreaking into human existence is possible only because God is God, and God is always faithful to new promises. We, like Israel, are brought to a sense of a new historical beginning by the action of God. The lone prophetic voice, like we hear this morning, instructs us to experience a prophetic energizing, which is characteristic of hope. We engage in this amazement that will not be thrown down by despair. Jesus will be the fulfillment of God's purpose, which will bring newness and energy to life. And may our Advent journeys be a place of expectation, preparation, and hope, which brings God fulfillment to us. Almighty God, your loving hands have given us all that we need to possess in our preparation for the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us grace to honor you with our bodies, our minds, and our souls, that we may acquire the mind of Christ in order to love and serve the world in the preparation of his most holy birth. O come, Emmanuel. Amen.